For just a moment, a few moments here, I want to speak on the blessing and privilege of the child of God to be thankful to God, to be thankful to Him. It's a blessing and it's a great privilege to be thankful. Of course, to be thankful implies that we've got something to be thankful about, and indeed we do. We've got much to be thankful about. To count our blessings and to name them one by one and take a long, long time. And we do well to do that, to bring those before the Lord. I want you, if you will, turn to your Bibles in Deuteronomy chapter 28. In this chapter, it's a chapter that, if you can remember it and get it in your mind, it's a chapter that tells Moses preaching to that second generation. He tells about the blessings of the Lord and the promises thereof, 14 verses. Of obeying the Lord and following Him, being obedient to Him, following in the call that the Lord, it's a good way to look at it, I believe, following in the call that the Lord has given the nation of Israel, because He's called them, okay? He's got something that He wants them to do and a way that He wants them to do it. He's given that to them. And the first generation has suffered because of their disobedience of that. The second generation, Brother Moses is preaching to them about that very same thing. And this chapter tells about the blessing of obeying the Lord, okay? And them in particular. But we can take and we can learn from that that there is blessing from the Lord. It may not be outlined. It may not be for us just like the Lord tells them. The blessing here, it does on the forefront lend itself to physical, okay? But there are spiritual blessings there too. And the growing up of this this walk with the Lord, the child of God walking with the Lord, over time, over this 6,000 years that God has been dealing with mankind and dealing with His people, there is a maturity that's rolled into this time coming along that, you know, obeying the Lord may not bring physical blessing, may not do it, okay? But that doesn't mean that there's not blessing, okay? And so obedience to the Lord. And then the balance of the verses, verses 15 on to verse 68. So what is that, 53, 54 verses of what all the curse will be, okay? Now, curses on us and things on us for not obeying the Lord, they may not look like this, but the Lord does know how to touch His people. He knows how to touch His children. He does. He knows how to take and put His finger on us. And if we're His and we've learned and we've heard and we're not found in ignorance, because there is that, I believe there's a lot of people over the time that have been saved that just didn't know. They just didn't learn. But for we that learn and we hear about the Word of God and the instruction of the Lord, there's the touch of the Lord upon His children for disobedience. Not following in the call. We've got a call. You know, think of it that way. He's called us to a thing, okay? And will we not obey Him in it? Amongst these curses is this that we find in verse number 47. And I just want to read from verse 45. Moreover, these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So here, we've got a call, we've got a leading, we've got a voice, the voice from the Lord, and that's the reason that these things are going to come, because they didn't listen. They didn't listen to the voice. They didn't listen. They didn't listen to the Word. We've got the Bible. We've got the Bible. It's here. We have it. And they didn't listen to the voice of the Lord. We've got the Bible with the Word of God, His voice speaking to us. And they didn't hear it. To keep His commandments and to keep His statutes, which He commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder. Okay? These curses. and upon thy seed forever. Verse 47, that's the thing that we just want to touch on here for a moment. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and thirst and nakedness and want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Now, nothing is mentioned there. No form of the word thank is mentioned there. But I think we see it defined, don't we? We see thankfulness defined. You know, when you and I are thankful, what happens to us? Well, I tell you what, we're generally smiling, aren't we? When we're thankful, when we have a blessing, we have something that we're considering and looking upon, that we're thankful, there's joy. There's a reaction in that. Gladness of heart. I tell you what, for something that we are thankful for, it moves us and touches us within. I like being given a gift. It touches us, and we've been given gift galore. Mm-hmm. They had too. Houses that they didn't have to build, a land sown and growing and ready to go, cattle, other things, on and on and on and on, ease, a land flowing with milk and honey, not a desert like it is now, but a land flowing with milk and honey. And he says here three things: joyfulness, with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. And so I think that's, we make a quick connection, especially the younger that we are, to be thankful for the things, the stuff that we have. As we hopefully grow and we get more mature, it's not so much the stuff, but the Lord's touch upon us. We think, when you're young, you don't think about health, do you? When we get older, we start thinking about health. We think more about family. We think more about relationships. We think more about opportunity, soundness of mind, ability to be able to work and think and do and pursue, and on and on it goes. Just talking about the things of life. May God help us that we not be found like this. Because it is a privilege. It's a blessing for us, for the child of God, for the children of God, to be thankful to Him. And may we not forget ever to be thankful. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness. What would be the counterpoint of serving the Lord with joyfulness? I would describe it, I think of it this way, to serve the Lord with rigor. Yeah, you got to get it done. You got to go do it. Rigor, rigor, rigor. Get my duty accomplished. That's not the way to go. And granted, we have ebb and flow. We're up and down. We have cycles and we have troubles and we have ourselves to deal with, this old man and everything to deal with. And sometimes conviction, as I've mentioned to you before, conviction and duty is a thing that carries us through a bad attitude time. It's just that way. But when we know that that's at hand, may we look to change that and get away from that and get back to this, to serve the Lord with joyfulness. To serve the Lord with gladness of heart for the abundance of all. And we've been blessed physically. But I tell you what, the great blessing is the eternal blessing. Amen. The spiritual blessings that will endure in this life and the life to come. The other passage is Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. And so here, Old Testament, we see the examples of the children of Israel, and then we see here a mention in this way to us in the New Testament. The Church of Colossae being written to by the Apostle Paul, and nominally, give or take, you got to remember, especially you and I, we need to remember in this day, we need to remember that Paul was writing to these churches nominally in the time when they had a rotten emperor over Rome. I mean, a rotten thing. He was rotten, Nero. Now, there may have been some others in there, but some of what he wrote was in the time of Nero. So remember that context, okay? It wasn't when the government of Rome was just really flying high righteously, okay? But it wasn't. And it's good for us to remember that context. We need that now. We need to know that and have that understanding as the Lord gives us these scriptures. Verse 12 of Colossians 3, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, chosen by him, known of him before the foundation of the world, his people, loved by him before we even existed." And you know what? He has carried out and will carry out his plan regarding us. "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering." It's the fruit of the Spirit. Put it on. Be pursuing it. Be introspecting constantly on what we think and we do and we say, that these might be the things that would be encouraged, that these would be the things that would be promoted, that these would be the things that we would look to our Lord to bring along in our lives. "Forbearing one another." Here's this relation, this relationship that we have in the church. "And forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." Forgive. That's the pattern of our Lord. Remember him on the cross. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And above all these things, put on charity," that love feast, that abounding, continuing abundance of love with legs on it, the do because of love. Because of our love, we do and obey and we follow and we help and we supplicate and we give of ourselves, which is the bond of perfectness. That bond of perfectness is a subject unto itself. "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Be a thankful people. And you know, it's a privilege, it's a blessing for we, the children of God, to be thankful unto our Lord. We've been touched by him. I mean, in ways and in amount that is, you can't tally it all. We don't remember it all. But we need to pursue to be a thankful people. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs." That nourishment, every joint supplying that it speaks to us about in other passages. "Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do," verse 17, "in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." So, as Moses, the Lord through Moses, warned the children of Israel, that second generation, about what could happen to them or would happen to them if they disobeyed. And recently we've been seeing about Nahum, the prophet Nahum, and the prophet Jonah, and how that all shook out in the divided kingdom with Israel and with Judah and the threats there. That's what happened. That's the reason those things happened. It's because of what we read over there in Deuteronomy 28:47. May we be thankful. It's a blessing. And we always have that for which to be thankful. We always do. And may the Lord help us to remember that.